Speaking of rules now, some countries' rules are strict, others a little more laid back. You could say tight or loose. An international team of scientists has come up with a psychological and cultural study of 33 countries. The study compares how those nations enforce social rules and customs. The results are in the study, which is published today in the journal Science. So for our GeoQuiz today, we'd like you to name the two countries that are on the opposite ends of the tight-loose spectrum. That's according to the criteria that are defined in the study. The tight country is in South Asia. It's wedged between Iran and India. The loose one is in a former Soviet republic. It shares a border with Russia. So which countries are we talking about? The answer's on the way. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for two countries, one in South Asia, identified as a tight society, the other in the former Soviet bloc, a loose one. At least that's how they're characterized in a new cross-cultural study published today in the journal Science. The World's Adeline Sear has more.
Michelle Gelfand, professor of psychology at the University of Maryland, was the lead researcher on the study. She and a global team of researchers studied social norms in 33 countries. They examined those countries' tolerance for people breaking rules. Here's how Gelfand explains tight and loose in the study.
Tightness is defined by the strength of social norms and how much tolerance there is for deviance for social norms. So tight societies have strong norms, clear expectations about what's appropriate, and they're less tolerant of deviance from social norms. And in contrast, loose societies have weaker social norms, are more permissive, and have more, essentially, tolerance for deviance from social norms.
Gelfand says Pakistan ended up on the tight end of the spectrum.
Pakistan falls very high on many of our ecological and man-made threats, including population density, resource scarcity, territorial threats, and therefore it's not surprising that there are strong norms to regulate human behavior in Pakistan. At the opposite end of the continuum are countries such as the Ukraine and other post-communist countries. In these countries, you can imagine there's been a pendulum shift from very, very strict control to now what is seen as a lot of looseness in these contexts.
Loose Ukraine and tight Pakistan are the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Gelfand says other tight societies include Malaysia, India, Singapore, and Japan.
In Japan, you can see in the most recent example of the tsunami that the very orderly and coordinated reaction that occurred in Japan following this event is a function of tightness that has been developed in this society that is very functional in these kinds of environments.
Gelfand says this finding about Japan was predictable, but the study also yielded some surprises.
For example, Israel is a society that should be quite tight, according to our theory, in terms of the amount of threats that the nation faces. However, it's quite loose in our data, and I think it's important to consider the unique cultural experiences and historical circumstances of any particular country and when looking at their level of tightness and looseness. For example, Israel is a very young country. It's a country where a lot of immigrants came from Eastern Europe, which in our data is quite loose. It also is a country that has a religion that encourages dissent and argumentation, which promotes looseness.
Michelle Gelfand says she hopes the study can help diplomats, world travelers, or anyone else better understand the nature of cultural differences. For The World, I'm Adeline Sia.